one time he was a very sick man. And he had a vision. While he was in bed, he thought he'd seen a man coming down toward him. Looked like a man to him. As it got closer, it was a bird that came to him. While he was in bed, this bird started talking to him. He started talking about a drum. My brother says, laid in bed and listen. Finally, the bird said, I'm going to show you how the drum is going to look like. After you finish, you'll have to make it. So he sat up and he looked around and he seen a drum. Just a barrel and the skin covered over. There was nothing on that skin that was covered the drum. So the bird told him, he said, in a couple of days I want you to start on this drum, which my brother did. He said, if you finish that drum, then I'll come back to you again, learn you some songs. I want you to learn how to dress this drum, how to put on that black dress on a drum, and how to paint it, what color to paint it. So this bird told us, my brother. So my brother got a wooden barrel, one of these old wash tubs, and he put the skin on the wash tub there. He let it dry. For 2 days he let it set out and dried it. After a couple of days he seen his vision again, a man coming down from the western skies. When the man got there, he was a man, but this man had feathers on him. The man started talking, told my brother how to paint the drum, paint the skin black on both sides, draw a rainbow around the drum, and draw a bird on top of the rainbow, which my brother did. So later on, when he got done with that, he told him to put a black cloth around the drum, which he did. And this man told him, I'll come back in a couple of days and tell you what to do again. So in a couple of days, my brother was getting better right along. He was down. He was just nothing but skin and bone. He was ready to pass on. So a couple of days later, he seen that man coming again from the western skies. This man come. He told my brother, he said, well, I'm going to learn you how to sing some of these songs, what you can carry on through as you have your powwows. So this man learned him all the songs. He learned him four songs first of all. And later on, my brother got well. And this man kept on telling him just to learn them songs, keep on singing them songs until he learned them by heart. So it took him a couple of days to learn these songs. And after that, again, this man told him, I'll come back in a couple more days. A couple more days, the man come back from the western skies. This time there was four of them. There was four men. And four men stood on each corner of the drum, four sides of the drum. One man had a pouch, all beaded. The other man, they had four pouches, all told her, the four men. So they told my brother, he said, you fasten these pouches onto each side of the drum four places. This will represent when you put on these here pouches on each side of the drum there, this will represent where the winds come from, south, west, north, and east. That's where the winds can be blow from. Which my brother did. So they told him about the belt, the drum's belt. So he said, you put this belt around the drum. this bell will hold whoever you be a member of this drum after you fasten this bell down the drum. Whoever is a member of this drum will always hold on to this drum like this. Your belt's holding on to the skirt of this drum and the pouches of this drum. That's how this drum will always hold on to the members of the drum. My brother also fastened that belt on. So in a couple more days, the foreman come back. They had four sticks. They had four drumsticks. And Dan, one of the leader, the man, one of the men that was a leader, handed a drumstick to my brother. Told him to sing them songs that he had taught him the previous days. And he came to sing them. Well, my brother memorized all them songs which he sang for the four people he had visioned. And the man said it was very good. He said, we will come back in 4 days. Which they did. They seen a vision of the four, of the men coming. He seen eight of them coming, eight men coming from the western skies. And my brother was wondering what was going to happen. So they came in and started talking to him. He said, there will be eight members of this drum here to start off with. You can have as many members as you wish. Have as many as 16 drummers. And you can have also 16 women to cooperate with the men, the drummers. Well, they told my brother, said, in a couple of weeks, in 10 days, you may start a dance. And my brother told the people that he was going to have a dance after he finished his drum, that he'd want some volunteers to be members of that drum. He wanted eight volunteers right off the bat. But right away there was too many. There was many of the Indian people that volunteered, so he filled in the 16 drummers. And also the 16 women that were supposed to cooperate with the drummers. And later on they had a dance. They had a good time there after they first started to pound that drum. So that night they had that dance. After the powwow, the brother went home. He had another vision. This time he seen this drum standing on legs. He couldn't figure that out. Well, how he didn't do that right after that, and he seen this here drum on legs. So that's all he seen that night, just a drum on the legs. About four nights later, he had another vision. He seen the same man, that came to him first. Man said, did you see your drum the other night? Brother said, yes. Well, you shall make these legs for this drum. And they showed him what kind of legs to put on that drum, which he did. And Some way, he finished these legs that same. Oh, 2 days later, he finished the legs, and well, he didn't know what color cloth to put on there, so he just let the legs stand. Well, that following night, this same man come back and told him to wrap the legs up with black cloth, which he did. He had the legs finished. So 2 nights later, same man come back, said, you shall have some eagle feathers on the end of the legs, the top of the legs there, you shall have some eagle feathers. So he got four eagle feathers for the four legs. He fastened them onto the legs of the drum. And later on, he was told to have another ceremony, which he did. That time he invited many people from different parts of Minnesota, people from White Earth Reservation, Leech Lake Reservation, Mille Lacs Reservation, Fond du Lac Reservation, Grand Portage Reservation, and also Net Lake Reservation. Well, these people come from all over these reservations to come to attend to these doings. And my brother told him what he had, the vision he had. And that's the reason why he told the people, that's the reason why you see me here. Otherwise, I'd have been a dead man long ago. So the dance went on for 4 days. That's just what he was told, to hold that power for 4 days, hold the people there. And they had the dance for 4 days. And so he had a vision again after the power. He seen two other drums. He was told to make them, which he did. There are different paintings on mother drums. So these three drums are in use at the present time. Before he passed on, he was told to make another drum, which he never got around to it, because he had passed on before he got around to it.
Why was he going to make the other drum?
The reason why he wanted to make the mother two drums, because he was told that there's in different parts of our area where we live, there's Sandy Lake and East Lake, and there's three different groups of Indians living around there. So he wanted to have each group to have a drum, so there'd be three drums used in that area. So which he made the drums. So he let one drum go in East Lake and another one right in Sandy Lake. There's that area where I'm living.